The protective mask distributed to the police officer is most often connected to services including tear gas and riot control. The mask may also be used to protect from foul odors and toxic compounds. It is of importance to understand the limitation of your particular mask and to regularly participate in tests aiming to check proper fitness and function. The protective mask properties may vary a lot depending on the agent and whether the agents are dispersed as a gas or aerosol, requiring a combination of adsorbent and filter, respectively. Therefore, in work with unknown agents, consider the mask as an escape mask to provide you with the ability to remove yourself from places of exposure. Protective masks must be used with care. Further use of the protective mask in CBRNE situations require training, especially in confined spaces where oxygen may be scarce or carbon monoxide or dioxide may be present with a risk of suffocation. For these situations, sensors should be used in combination with the mask to avoid injuries. A multi-gas sensor should, as a minimum, provide information about presence of oxygen, absence of carbon monoxide, absence of explosive gas mixtures that can cause explosions, R sensor that indicates high levels of gamma radiation. The point here is that your mask has limitations, and your behavior in CBRNE contaminated situations might require more equipment than available for a police officer on normal duty. You will have to consider if situations should be handled by you or a hazmat team.